Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Now, before we get started, obviously BioWare made my favorite video game franchise of all time when it comes to Mass Effect. So, starting off my Dragon Age: The Veilguard review as far as sales and review roundup, I have to get into how BioWare themselves came out and said that they have no DLC plans for Dragon Age: The Veilguard, shifting its full focus to the development of, and this warms my heart, to the development of Mass Effect 5. Now, I know this may make some Veilguard players upset, but guess what? This is Analytic Dreams. And Mass Effect is my favorite video game on the Citadel. So I'm sorry. This had to happen. All right. So anyways, you get the point, right? I'm very excited that they shifted their focus to Mass Effect 5 because that's what I have come to anticipate from them ever since Mass Effect Andromeda came out, which we're really not going to talk about that too much. Even though it wasn't a bad game, essentially, compared to the trilogy of Mass Effect, it just wasn't up to par. Anyways, back to Dragon Age: The Veilguard. Ladies and gentlemen, the general consensus around this game is that this video game is phenomenal. So, as far as a Game of the Year contender, I believe this deserves a spot, especially in the lackluster year of 2024. Now, I know some of y'all probably saying, what do you mean lackluster? I mean, we had Black Ops 6, Astro Bot, Metaphor, and I'll probably say this one will round out the Game of the Year nominees, and of course he has Stellar Blade, but when I'm comparing it to 2023, where we had both Mario and Zelda come out in the same year, we had Tekken, I think Street Fighter, I don't know if Street Fighter came out, no, I don't know if Tekken came out last year. Release date. Let me see. Okay, so Tekken came out. It just missed last year. Okay, so essentially it came out last year. I mean, January 26, 2024. I know technically it says 24, but we're going to count it as 2023, right? Tekken, Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, all in the same year. Mario, Zelda in the same year. Baldur's Gate. I mean, 2023 was jam-packed with just straight up, I'm not going to say classics, but let's just say great bodies of work when it came to time after time again in every single month. 2024 started off very slow. It really didn't pick up to the last 2 months. And of course, people will probably point to Tekken, but I'm giving that to 2023. I'm not gonna lie to you. I think Tekken was just waiting for Street Fighter to, you know, get some breathing room, or Mortal Kombat. It was one of them, because they all came out like after each other, like a certain amount of time after one another. But anyways, why am I saying all that? Because basically Veilguard is up there for Game of the Year. And I do believe that it's a very strong contender. I don't think it's just automatically given to Metaphor as far as Game of the Year, which I will get to as far as at some point. Maybe in this episode. Actually, I may extend this episode to talk about Metaphor because I think I have to do my due diligence as far as covering the games that, of course, you know, pun intended, affects the masses. So with that being said, Dragon Age Veilguard, even though quality wise it was top tier, when it comes to the sales, it ended up peaking around 84,000 on Steam. But I think people were setting the bar, I'm not going to say too high, because of course I believe Alan Wake 2 didn't have the craziest numbers, but it essentially broke even over time. That is because it's a great product. Now with Dragon Age Veilguard, even though it didn't reach the heights that some other RPG games release, that other RPG games achieve in this first week, I still believe the longevity of having a great product will speak for itself. As even when it was first coming out, PlayStation basically said it was among the top pre-order games before its release. Now, of course, Analytic Dreams, I love to look at the data, and not gonna lie to you, I don't see it in the top 10 for PlayStation. I don't know if they're waiting for it to come out on PS4. Like, honestly, the people who play retro consoles, referring to the PS4, are probably still waiting for their PS4 version. Let me just tell y'all right now, it's never gonna happen. All right, anyways, let's get back to up-to-date hardware, right? So PS5 is not in the top 10, but, you know, the reason why I pointed out it's not in the top 10, because, of course, with Xbox, which, you know, as a PlayStation owner, I mean, goodness, you would think we would have better representation of this, but I guess not. So anyways, going over to Xbox, it's not in the top 5, but it is number 6. So obviously that's a little bit, you know, better than not even being in the top 10 of PlayStation, right? So it's the 6th most played game on the Xbox platform. We don't know what number it is for PlayStation. We just know it's outside the top 10. So it could be 11, could be the 50th. We don't know. As far as Steam, it is the 39th most played game on the Steam platform with, you know, of course, an all-time peak of 89,000. Currently, 26,000 is concurrently playing the game. So with that being said, data is not everything as far as sales. Really what matters is that quality level is achieved from a development standpoint, because even if it doesn't sell a lot, at least you can live with the fact that you put your all into it. But if it does sell a lot and you have, you know what it is, then it ends up falling off and you have nobody to blame for yourself. So when it comes to me talking about sales and charts, I think it's very essential to know that it does not correlate with quality. Just because you sell a lot does not mean it's high quality. Just because you don't sell a lot means it's below quality or below average quality. It's basically it doesn't correlate. So sometimes it does as far as high quality having a lot of sales and low quality having low sales, but I'm just saying it's not a given. Anyways, Dragon Age the Veilguard, as you can see with the scores right there, it has a lot of high reviews from a lot of different publications, like IGN giving it a 9 out of 10, praising the combat and character development. Of course, Eurogamer giving it in 100 out of a... Hold up. Don't they know this is the same publisher that made Mass Effect? They said this is BioWare's best game ever. I don't know how I feel about that. I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't want BioWare to ever fail because they develop Mass Effect. I don't ever want them to fail. But I'm just saying, the best game ever, like... What you mean by that? Hold on, now, is that Mass Effect slander? Obviously, it's not slander. It's just, I don't know. I don't like that. Anyways, let me get back to what I was saying. All right, Games Radar gave Veilguard a 90 out of 100, saying it, highlighting the accessibility as far as gameplay and narrative. And of course, when I was getting feedback from people who played the game and things of that nature and watching different playthroughs, or different walkthroughs, the one thing I did notice, I'm not going to say it's dumbed down, but it seems like the prime and detonate system is very simplistic. Now, hopefully it's not hurtful for people who play the game, but I'm just saying, like, in general, I know when I play Mass Effect, and I ran with certain squad mates simply off the fact that their powers complemented mine. For Dragon Age Veilguard, they basically, I'm not going to say they won't let you play with certain characters, but they will like obviously show you that they don't correlate with your playstyle if the attributes don't match up. So in Mass Effect, they didn't really do that as obvious and as blatant as they do it in Veilguard, which could be a positive for people just getting into these type of RPG games. So I'm not mad at them holding your hand, but it was very obvious to me that that's what they was doing as far as throughout the gameplay. So anyways, let's keep going with the reviews. PC Gamer gave this a 79 out of 100, the lowest score, of course. Appreciating the story despite minor issues. Forbes gave this an 8.5 out of 10, noting strong story and engaging gameplay. And yeah, of course, Pure Xbox, I don't even know what that is. Game Rant, I don't know what that is either. Anyways, we're going to keep going. So obviously, I was just reading off, you know, I like to do review roundups because I want to give you a general consensus in a concise fashion so you know what the public perception is of this video game. So anyways, something else I wanted to touch on was that overall, the sales is not bad. I don't ever want it to come across like the sales were bad. I'm just saying, as far as out the gate, just top, chart topping numbers, it did not have that, but it's okay to have solid numbers and then just break even over time. And maybe due to it being a quality body of work, it could have that Mass Effect type of longevity. Because people who really were around when Mass Effect came out, Mass Effect's not the biggest game in the world. It's not the biggest IP in the world. When it came out, it still wasn't. When Mass Effect 2 came out, it wasn't. When Mass Effect 3, it just built upon its fan base to the point now, yeah, people like me buying whole real leather N7 jackets just to show my fandom for that video game. Like, you just have people you garner over time by putting out a good body of work, even though it may not be the most popular. So when it comes to Veilguard not breaking the charts when it comes to sales, I think it'll be okay for the simple fact that it's a great body of work. People can always come back to it because of the holiday season coming up and the discounts. And then ultimately, you just have to keep in mind that Black Ops 6 did just come out, right? And then we had Dragon Ball that came out, Metaphor came out that we're about to get into, and just overall understanding that as time passes, people will recognize Dragon Age, the Veilguard, as, I'm not going to say an underappreciated gem, but definitely a gem when it comes to the year of gaming for 2024. So with that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about Dragon Age, the Veilguard? And if you've played the game, what is your favorite aspect of the video game?
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.